This is GQDN for Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get the drink, Meg says. Oh, they're good stuff. Just delicious stuff. Go to the checkout line. Put in the promo code QUEST. Yes, I got a hard time talking today, but I always do. Promo code QUEST. That gets you 25% off of your purchase. Like I said, it's really good stuff, guys. Come on. Really good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of stuff up there for you to check out. Besides, if you're a Patreon, you could tell us what we could talk about in GQ2. Yes, you can. And you could be a part of the show. Yes, you can. And by stackup.org. In today's news, what's happening with Dave the Diver? We have a bunch of Xbox things, and we got some sales updates as well. But today we begin with World of Warcraft, because John Haidt, according to Wowhead, two articles, was talking to IGN, and he was talking about the next 20 years, and could the Plunderstorm return with seasonal events. But first we'll go over the 20 years. And they were talking about the Warcraft movies, which he did say that it would be interesting because they do make games where Warcraft is centered around that. But he didn't want to fall into that, quote, I will be a filmmaker now trap, end quote. So granted, they already had one movie. We'll see what happens. Now, IGN also did ask if they were licensing Warcraft to other studios. So I'm going to put a direct quote from him. Certainly open to people who really get it and have a cool idea about how to express Warcraft. And if we feel like aesthetically, they're going to be able to hit the bar. I think if we found the right partner, found the right situation, I think especially if they have proficiency in a game genre that we really don't. I think that'd be the ideal partner for us to work with, and we're open to that. But that's relatively new. I'm open to it because I want to have Warcraft out there as a little more than it is now. And I also don't want it to have us to grow so fast that we're no longer able to serve the audiences we have. But I think there's some benefit in leveraging other companies to share a love for it, have a really cool idea, share our beliefs and quality, and have the ability to execute on it. But now that's probably a pretty small list, right? Well, they were also talking about, well, that's an end quote. They were talking about the game World of Warcraft as well, more focused about it. And they were also talking about the Season of Discovery and how people could get beyond level 60 with the Season of Discovery. But how will they be sustaining the next 20 years of Warcraft? Well, IGN did ask about how they could get people back to returning to the game. And Haidt did say, quote, returning players is one of our biggest segments. They may sit out of an entire expansion. They might have been gone for 5 years, but they'd like to come back and check it out, end quote. But yes, he was talking about the Plunderstorm and the seasonal events. That was also a part of the interview. And IGN was talking about that. And Haidt did say, quote, if they like it, that'll inform what we do next. Whether it involves an existing system, whether it becomes part of one or both games, or whether it continues as an event. We like the notion that there's our events that are seasonal in a way that come in just like we do in the seasons and WoW itself. What we're trying to build is a repertory of fun things for the live team to be able to pull the arrows from the quiver and use them when we need to use them. If we get a point where we can see players want a new event or engagement, we can fire up a Plunderstorm, or we can fire up some other event. And we are planning a lot of different kinds of events like that. So interesting, interesting. Now we get to some other news, i.e. Discord. And what happened yesterday during the April Fool's Day. So IGN did say that Discord got into this, and according to their loot boxes on YouTube, well, that was more of a April Fool's joke. And the reason why I'm talking about this, because that was a record that they blew past the GTA 6 trailer. Yes, that did happen. That's where Marvin Witt did get up on Twitter. And he did say, quote, "Discord managed to create a working YouTube view bot in 2024, playing their loot box announcement trailer on loop background in the Aptos. I should mention they presumably did this accidentally. Even one of the high-end or high-up developers at Discord was confused as to how this was happening and how they beat the GTA people, essentially. In fact, one of the users in the YouTube comments did say on the video, quote, Discord accidentally making a YouTube video bot is the funniest April Fool's Day joke this year. So people had some fun with it. But Xbox said this is no joke, because GameSpot said that they're testing an AI chatbot, and how could it work? Now, a spokesperson from Microsoft did tell The Verge, said that Microsoft is making a Xbox support virtual agent, and that chatbox, which is just a prototype right now, will have animated characters who will be able to answer some Xbox-related questions with voice or text. So now you will have an anime chatbot pretty soon. Just a warning. And I'm also warning you about Eurogamer.net, because they said that the Final Fantasy composer, Yamatsu, will be there for Final Fantasy VII all the way through to the end of the trilogy. So the news did come from a video on the Square Enix Music YouTube channel, where Yamatsu did talk with the Rebirth creative director, Tetsuya Nomura. Yamatsu did make the scores for the first 9 Final Fantasy games, but he also provided the theme songs for both Final Fantasy VII Remake and Rebirth. And he was talking about the theme song for Rebirth, and that was after Nomura did ask him if he would be willing to come back for the next game. Here's the question, quote, I'd like to believe you're a lock for the next title. And Nomura then did ask if he was, quote, up for the challenge, end quote. But Yamatsu did say, well, he was laughing about it, quote, for starters, I'm going to take a vacation. But Nomura did joke in the video too, quote, I want to be done with this absolute marathon of projects. So we shall see what happens. Will they come back or not? Good question. Will you be back for Helldivers 2? Game Informer did say that there's a new update, and it is the patch 01.000.200, and it is live, and there's a new level cap with it, along with blizzards and sandstorms, along with more things. And that was up on their YouTube channel, the Game Informer YouTube channel, showing off that. But the patch notes did read, quote, good day, Helldivers. Today we have a slightly bigger update for you all to assist the liberation efforts of our galaxy, as well as some new environmental threats to watch out for. May liberty guide your path. And there is a full list to those updates, which I will not go through because the list is really long and we got a lot to go through yet. But GameInformer.com does have it, so you can go check that out. Now, if you're done doing that, you might be checking out Horizon Forbidden West, because a lot of people have, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, Horizon Forbidden West went to PC, and the sales went up with it. Big time. So big that Matt Miskatella did say on X, quote, another strong debut for a Sony title on PC. Horizon Forbidden West was one of the U.S. market's top 10 best-selling games during the week ending March 23rd, after not ranking among the top 100 during the prior week. So basically, it went from, let's say, about 105 to the top 10. So at least 91 spots in 1 week, at least. But that wasn't the only thing that was selling pretty well. So was Dragon's Dogma 2. According to GGmania.com, DD2 did top 2.5 million sales. And the cumulative sales for Dragon's Dogma series did surpass 10 million units. And that is all because they're on PlayStation 5, Xbox, XNS, and are on Steam for your PC. Hey, go check that out. Once we get the sales, maybe you can buy one of these games. Eurogamer.net did say that Xbox Showcase did have 4 indie games that was backed by Xbox. So what are these games? Well, one is Nightscape, and that's from the Mizzen Studios. It's a side-scrolling 2.5D platformer, and that will be coming to PC, PlayStation, and Xbox. The Botany Manor from Balloon Studios will be on PC, PlayStation, Switch, and Xbox. And since it's Xbox, it'll be on Game Pass day one, because Botany Manor will arrive to you April 9th. So you can play that day one on your Xbox. All looks pretty good. Jump Ship was another game that was announced by the Keepsake Games. And that is a mission-based co-op space adventure that could have 1 to 4 players. And we know that it'll be up on Xbox, but we'll see if that shows up on other platforms. And then there was a horror one, Still Wakes the Deep, and that came from the Chinese Room. Still Wakes the Deep will be on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox on June 18th. And of course, there was some gameplay that was showed about a oil rig and its surroundings. So we'll see if we got players on that one. But if there are games coming, you know that there have to be some games leaving. And that is 6 titles. That would include some of the Amnesia games, Back for Blood, and Soma. Now, if you want those games, you know which ones are leaving, you could still get them in your library. Because if you got Game Pass, you can save 20% on your digital games. So try to save it. Try to save them. Speaking of Xbox, you can get a 1TB Xbox Series S. IGN has the article, and it is up on Dell. For 14% off at $300 was $350. But $300 right now. So if you want it, go get it. Now, IGN also said that you can get some Fallout games. We'll talk about Fallout here in a minute. But these are just the games, because it's all in the bundle. It's on Fanatical. The former price was $140, but the sale price is only $22.50. But you need to use the code OMEN10 to get it. Now, if you want the Bethesda Fallout Special Anthology Edition, code's in the box, that is $60 on Amazon. So yeah, you can go check that out too. Now, there's just some other games coming to Xbox, according to IGN. We already talked about one of them, but Mind Control Delete is now available. Tomorrow, LEGO 2K Drive will hit Game Pass. The Little Gator game will come out April 4th. And on April 9th, Kona, which makes the return to the Game Pass library, and the aforementioned Botany Manor. And that's a day one Game Pass release. Shadow of the Tomb Raider Definitive Edition comes on April 11th. And Wave 1 will end on April 16th with Harold Halibut. So you can go check those out soon. Now, there's always games coming out for Nintendo, and the Rec is no doubt one of them. No exception. NintendoEverything.com says that the Rec did announce that it will have a physical release on Switch. They'll have both a standard edition and a deluxe edition. Now, no date as of yet, but they can be pre-ordered on your Switch. So go try it. Dave the Diver, if you want to see Dave the Diver on your PlayStation, oh, it's coming. PlayStationLifestyle.net said Dave the Diver is going to be in a PlayStation Plus Day 1 release. And in the Day 1 PlayStation 5 release, they said, Dave the Diver, tag, you're it. Now, Dave the Diver will be one of the games that'll be on PlayStation Extra and PlayStation Plus Premium on April 16th. Now, the premium list should have Star Wars Rebel Assault 2, The Hidden Empire, and we also know that 11 games will be leaving the service, which we already talked about that. The big thing here is Dave the Diver is coming to PlayStation. But we leave you today with something very Fallout-y, because a Fallout fan did open a 60-year-old shelter food rations place, and it has some pretty big results to it. Now, Mrs. Fallout was doing some opening of the Fallout shelter, and there were some very interesting things, like funnel cake, white bread. In fact, Mrs. Fallout did open up a can of the white bread and did cut into it. It looked pretty interesting. But yep, she did. What would you put in your Fallout shelter? Perishables. Non-perishables. Curious and curious and curiouser. But you know, we're not curious about it. We just do things. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. See you tomorrow.